From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Free tickets will be handed out Tuesday morning at 10 on the steps of the newly renovated Robinson Center in Little Rock for a thank you concert later this month by the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has details on that and final work being done to perfect the rebuilt music hall.
It's still a busy scene around Robinson Center.
We've still got a lot of work to do. The crews are working around the clock, and we're going to hit that November 10th deadline, and we're very excited about turning this project in on time.
Gretchen Hall is president and CEO of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau and has been overseeing the project. Work began exactly 2 years and 4 months ago. In that time, everything has been ripped out and rebuilt on the inside. Passersby for much of that time saw a massive crane towering over the project. Steadily, work was completed on the new glass entrance facing Broadway and a conference center that was built on the roof facing the Arkansas River. Hall says there have been no major problems.
We went in, we gutted the building. It's a 75-plus-year-old building when we closed, and everything from, oops, that foundation pillar doesn't appear to be in the exact location that it is on the blueprints, to other structural challenges once we got in and as we cantilevered over La Harpe, and then all of the electrical sound and acoustical elements inside that performance hall. Just a lot of little stuff in order to coordinate the installation and the building of this performance theater.
Still to be done is tweaking of the performance hall to get the best possible sound. Christina Littlejohn is CEO of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra.
We're thrilled that they've included us in the picking of the acoustician. Jaffe Holden and Mark Holden have been the acoustician on the project, and they're just fabulous. They've worked at Lincoln Center. They really have worked on projects all across the world. This will be an entirely new experience for anyone to hear the orchestra in Robinson after the renovation. You're going to hear it in a whole new way. It's much more intimate space. We talk about how you'll be able to feel the rumble of the bass section. You'll be able to see all the drum players moving around quickly around, and it's just going to be a whole different, completely different experience for our audience.
Gretchen Hall says key is the stage.
We dropped it 36 feet down to the La Harpe ground level, so the facility itself is much taller. However, we put in a metal coil ceiling in order to shrink that a little bit so that visually it doesn't feel as tall. But for sound purposes, we've got a full catwalk system above it for lighting and theatrics. So for sound purposes, you get the full height of the hall, which you need. You'll also notice box seats that wrap the side walls that we've never had before.
The ASO is moving into its 50th season, and Littlejohn says after 3 years away, they're excited to be returning to Robinson. Their annual Opus Ball fundraiser will take place in the new Robinson Center Grand Ballroom on Saturday the 12th. Then later in the month, ahead of the ASO's first performance, she says they'll have a chance to make final modifications.
We'll actually have a very special acoustic rehearsal with the orchestra. We're going to be testing the pit, and we're testing what the orchestra would look like with a possible chorus, because this hall will also have can be tweaked a little based on who's on stage, if it's a solo trumpet or if it's an orchestra with chorus or if it's a ballet with us in the pit.
The orchestra will host a free show to celebrate completion of the $70 million project on November 30th. Tickets will be given away at 10 o'clock this morning on the steps of Robinson Center. No phone orders or online tickets will be available for that event, and each person is limited to 4 tickets. Any tickets that are still available can be picked up starting tomorrow at the ASO's administrative offices. A reopening and ribbon-cutting ceremony is then set for Thursday, November 10th. The renovation has been funded by a 2% tax approved by Little Rock voters in 2013. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.